going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Yes, gentlemen, as the title states, the wall has officially claimed the meat sack. Oh, how the tables have turned. Gentlemen, all it takes is time and patience on your part. Eventually, you will win in the long run. Now, quick history lesson for those of you who might be new. This particular waifu was the first waifu that I purchased to start my journey into the waifu life. Why? Because once the meat sack decided that she was no longer going to put out for me, of course, I started going to the massage parlors. Had no problem with that. But then I wanted something for in-home pipe cleaning and a little bit of cuddle time. So yeah, I made a video a long time ago called Replaced. When this doll actually arrived and she was sitting in the kitchen and I brought it in and she asked, what was that? I said, well, the Japanese call them Dutch wives. So she was like, really? I said, yeah. So yes, this sex doll is your replacement. Have a nice day. So yeah, that's what this particular doll represents. Now, I really wish I could have recorded this epic conversation between us. I truly do. But as we know, there's so many anti-recording laws, particularly out here in California, it would have been a little bit on the bad side. However, I have to share this conversation with you. Now, last week, me and the meat sack had to go to a military base to take care of some paperwork. However, on this trip, she started talking the usual thing, her job. So, of course, me with my crazy ass, I'm like, listen, I don't want to fucking hear about your job. Don't you have anything else in life to talk about? Don't you have a life outside of work that I might be interested in listening to? So then at that point, she's like, you're talking to me the way you used to talk to me when we first met. I'm like, what do you mean? Every other word is a fuck or a cuss word. You used to say fuck so much that when I first started learning English, I thought it was a normal word. I said, well, no. You ever heard the phrase cuss like a sailor? I'm the personification of that phrase. Now, anyway, it was her answer that I was listening for. And remember, gentlemen, listen to women. Let them talk long enough and they will reveal the truth, even though they may try to hide it. But it was her answer that let me know, oh yeah, time has finally claimed her. She said, no, not anymore. My new life consists of nothing but work. Work, go home, go to sleep. That's my new life. Now, of course, I'm listening to this very intently. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty fucking sad. That is a sad damn existence. She's like, yeah, well, you know, don't you kind of feel bad for me? I'm like, ha, fuck no. I want you to understand this. This new existence for you is totally your fault. She's like, what do you mean? I said, listen, when we were married, when we were good, well, we are still legally married, but when we were in a good relationship, you had nothing to worry about. You married a man who retired from the military. So, you know, I have income coming every month and I don't have to do shit. Now, did we have to stay here out here in California? No, we didn't. We could have moved elsewhere and still lived a pretty good life. But no, no, you want to be a city girl. And once you got your medical license or your nursing license, you became a real bitch to me. The disrespect, then you started stepping out, all that good stuff. So, ironic, isn't it? Time has finally kicked your ass. I told you, once you started stepping out, you're going to get piped down viciously. However, no other man is going to marry you. And when that day comes, when you finally realize it, I'm going to thoroughly enjoy the look on your face when you finally realize, yes, you're still Christmas cake. You're Christmas cake 2.0. I.e., the wall has hit you. No one's calling. No one's texting. Yeah, game over. Now, at this point, she really wanted to start crying because she knew I was right. So by this time, we got to the base, we went on, we did our paperwork, and we started the trip back. And of course, she was like, wow, you really just let me have it. I said, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, reality is a motherfucker. All I had to do was just sit back and wait. That's it. Now, of course, she was like, well, how's your life going? I said, my life is fucking spectacular. It is. My life is good. You see, I've got a perfect balance. Work, socialize at the gym, come home, you know, play my video games, and if I so desire, you know what else I get to do? It's like, what's that mean? I said, I get to clap cheeks, i.e., I get to have dirty, nasty, freaky sex with a woman that I have rented. Oh, yeah. Remember, I told you, I don't want relationships. I'm done with relationships. However, I still like to clap cheeks on occasion. And thanks to you freeing me, I get to do so whenever I see fit to do it. Life is wonderful for me. I get to do what I want, when I want, with who I want. Oh, it's wonderful. See, I want you to understand something. You know my favorite phrase, right? She's like, yeah, it is what it is. I say, yeah. However, there's a phrase that goes even beyond that. You know what that means? I ain't shit. That means I've completely accepted everything about my life. You, all the fucked up shit you did, how life really works, and how I'm gonna move from now on. Period. End of discussion. So then she wanted to change the subject and talk about, you know, later on in life. You know, she wants to try to go back to Japan before she passes away and our older years. I said, listen, I want you to understand something. When I get old, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be taking Viagra and I'm going to have me a Filipino nurse who I'm going to be. And she might poison my oatmeal. Now, at that point, she started laughing. But then, of course, she started talking about her job again and how she really doesn't like Filipinos. Now, of course, with her being Japanese and the majority of the nurses at her job being Filipina, yeah, of course, she feels some kind of way. So, me with my ain't shit ass, I said, well, so now I know the type of woman to replace you with should I ever go back into the dating and relationship market. Mm-hmm. I.e., when we finally actually officially divorce, or hell, I could just do that right now. Yeah, I'm gonna get me a nice little young Filipina, and I'm gonna have fun with her. I'm gonna fold her ass up the way I used to fold you up when we first met. And she got hot. I can't believe you would say something like that. I said, remember, I ain't shit. I do not have to hold my tongue around you anymore. Let me explain something to you. When we were still living together, this is something that most married men are afraid to tell their wives. However, me, I don't give a shit. The reason why I tamed my attitude was because at that point, I was still under the fear that if I pissed you off, you wouldn't give me sex. However, it didn't matter. You stopped giving me sex anyway. So why should I have to restrain myself now? We live in separate places. I don't have to do what's called keeping peace in the house. You don't like what I have to say? You go back to your place. I'll go back to my place. Guess what? You pissed me off. You know what I do? I go to the massage parlor. Or, in an even better scenario, I get to go to the junior college. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, of course, at this point, she was fuming. But there was nothing she could say. There was nothing. So when she calmed down, she was like, you know what? Let's just go get some lunch. All right, let's just calm down, go get some lunch. I'm like, you know what? Nah, thanks, but no thanks. I've got an appointment later. I'm meeting someone, and yeah, we're going to see how things go. Even though it was just a friend of mine, but of course, I had to take that time to just go ahead and see how she was going to react. And of course, she fell for it. She's like, well, what friend are you meeting? I'm like, well, it's none of your business, you know? It's none of your business. We're going to meet, have lunch, and if things go good. Boy, at this point, she knew that I had nothing to lose by restraining my attitude. And I told her, look, it is what it is. This is all your fault. However, all the fucked up things you did back in the past, I finally got over. I finally accepted it. And I was able to move on in life. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for freeing me. I honestly thank you. This is a wonderful life that I've managed to build for myself. However, you know, or you should know, and if you don't know, now you will know. You and I, we're never going to live together again. Let's just go ahead and make that crystal clear. Now, we're never going to see each other outside of family events. Mm-mm. Because at that point, she wanted to try to slip in, you know, maybe, you know, we should, you know, get dinner sometime. And I'm like, oh, hell no, that's not going to happen. Nope. I said, listen, I enjoy my life as it is. And I'm not going back to the way things used to be. It's impossible. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to enjoy my life. You're going to move forward and you're still going to live your miserable life. Because believe you me, everything you've told me about your life fucking sucks. Yeah, you're getting a lot of money as a nurse, blah, blah, blah. But you're not living, period. I am. My life is peaceful. My life is fun. And I allow who wants to be in my life to be in my life. And yeah, yes. Dirty, nasty is happening. So yeah, why would I go back to a boring, mundane existence living with you? Yeah, thanks, but no thanks. So by this time, you know, we got back to her place. dropped her off. And of course she said, well, I'm really happy that you're living the way that you want to live. It sucks that, you know, I can no longer be part of that. I said, yeah, that's self-inflicted. That's what you chose with your path. Hey, it is what it is. It truly is what it is. And yeah, I'm going to continue not being shit and thoroughly enjoying my life. Well, I'll see you guys at the next family gathering. And with that, she left. But gentlemen, you need to understand this. No matter how fucked up a woman does you, in the end, you will win. All it takes is patience and let time and reality kick them in the ass. Well, let me know what you think of this interaction between myself and the meat sack. But all in all, my life is on the upper trajectory. Period. Point blank. Hers, yeah, it's pretty fucking stagnant. And as a final parting shot to her, I called her Christmas Cake 2.0. Yeah, the wall, gentlemen, the wall. Well, that's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.